What up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Nerd Gym Report. I'm your host, Pablo, and joining me, as always, is Mr. Brian Schultz. Brian, I was watching with my wife on the cruise Rogue One, and that movie, man, is just classic to me. And we seem to be getting a similar situation with Cap 4, where the director has left the production, the post-production part, to someone else. Not necessarily that he left it to someone else, but he was, I guess, gotten rid of. And who was the director initially for this?
So, for Rogue One, it was Gareth yes. Edwards went to Tony Gilroy. For yes. This is Julius Ona. We don't know who supposedly this has been handed off to, but in theory, there would be a new director doing the post-production.
Okay. Brian, they can put whoever on this, Brian. This is still, to me, at this stage, what we see on screen will be a reflection of what we've heard from the rumor mills of all the chaos, all the reshoots, all the rewrites. We're going to see that reflected perhaps on film as well. I don't know if we're going to get the same classic treatment that we got for Rogue One in terms of entertainment. But Cap 4, at this point, to me, is just sort of a wait and see what we get sort of thing. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, Rogue One is the exception, not the rule. That is the rare. I mean, let's be frank. Number one, Gareth Edwards is really talented. So
yes,
this is a guy who both before and after has at the very least a very keen visual sense. And Rogue One is a movie that looks very distinctive even within the Star Wars universe. By all accounts, it was his first really big budget movie. And so even compared to Godzilla, it was like a bigger scale production and it was in Star Wars. And so by all accounts, it kind of got away from him a little bit at the end. But you've got one of the five best screenwriters of the modern era in Tony Gilroy, who has also directed on multiple occasions in the room. So, you know, if you were going to do that kind of handoff, Disney had pretty good hands before and after in terms mm-hmm. of how to pull off the against the odds outcome that Rogue One actually is a classic and wound up making a ton of money. Julius Ona, who's the director of Brave New World, is not necessarily Gareth Edwards. He's definitely an up and comer, but he didn't do a Godzilla before this. He hadn't done a scale project close to this.
So he has no claim to fame as to stuff that he's done that people will be like, oh snap.
Yeah, not really. And so I think if you believe the rumor mill that's out there, is that he's playing ball, he's taking it like a good soldier. So therefore, he will be credited as the director on this movie. But he is not doing the reshoots that are still going on, and he's not doing the post-production. That's the report. Hmm. So we don't know whose hands this is ultimately in yet, but I'm sure that will come out who is actually running this by the end of this production.
I don't see the interest in this movie, nor the fanfare on with regards to other people excited to see this. All the conversations that I've had regarding Cap 4 have been wait and see, and people expect a mess. And this doesn't obviously bode well for Marvel Studios in their attempt to revive the success that they've had in the past. Especially after Deadpool, right? Everybody's claiming Deadpool is the resurgence of the MCU again. And to me, it's really not. Especially if we start listing some of the stuff that they're going to be putting out soon, Brian.
Yeah.
And just, I am so underwhelmed by this Harrison Ford Red Hulk, Brian, because that's what it looks like. This yeah. doesn't look like, you know, a Red Hulk that we should be like, I don't know, Brian. From what we saw, do you still think that this Red Hulk is going to have some sense of what he's doing or is he going to be just a nut job?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, Ford certainly seems sinister and duplicitous in the trailer and in the footage. So, I mean, even more so than I think. Like, William Hurt's rendition of Ross was very ornery, but his agenda seemed somewhat clear, even if it was not moral. The Harrison Ford one seems more about deception, like in the public eye, versus he seems pretty shady behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, the idea of, like, a completely mindless Red Hulk that he has no idea what he's doing, maybe that's a get-out-of-jail-free card for the actor. But is it bad to say I don't care? Like, I don't. Like, I don't think either scenario saves this movie. I think, you know, we've heard so much about how the fundamental early mistake to me was how cluttered this film was, right? You have the leader, you have Red Hulk, you have Serpent Society.
Which we, like, haven't seen, yeah.
Way too much, right? And then they get to the test screenings, and if you believe the rumor mill, then, you know, there's all sorts of problems. But one of the biggest words that got thrown around was boring. Boring. What? A Captain America movie. Boring. Like, that's worse than bad, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, they basically have gone back.
Especially for Anthony Mack.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Especially with, exactly. You have him. You have some acting talent in this movie. Like, boring is not a word you would expect to come out of a screening, even if it was a mess. So they're back at the beginning on this, and it kind of feels like maybe it makes sense that the same guy wouldn't be necessarily at the controls by the end of this, because it's being chopped up and redone and rehashed and cut down. And we know the Serpent Society, other than Giancarlo Esposito's character, has been basically removed from this film entirely. The biggest problem I see now, and I'm watching the trailer, and what I'm guessing is going on in the reshoots, is they keep talking about Winter Soldier. I think what you're going to get is you're going to get the watered down version of Winter Soldier. That's what I think. Now, they're not gunning for watered down, but I think they're really trying to run that back.
Yeah.
In the worst way. I don't think it's going to be successful. I think people are going to see through that, and they're going to come out of the theater saying, just put Winter Soldier back in the theater. I'd rather watch that again than watch this.
They haven't showed the leader. If they haven't, they showed the Hulk. If they haven't showed the leader, it's because it looks ridiculous, Brian. That's what my expectation of the leader is. This is going to be goofy. This is going to be ridiculous. And it's just going to be very disappointing, man. And it's just going to... It is going to reinforce the already negative sentiment for the MCU.
So I heard a quick blurb from Tim Blake Nelson on the Marvel podcast, where he kind of made some cryptic reference to, well, my character's been on ice, shall we say, for 16 years, but comes back with a vengeance. That was his tagline for the leader. So I don't know if that was some kind of Cap reference to being similarly frozen as Cap somehow, but he did. That was the verbiage he used in the quote that I heard. Everything we're seeing with Marvel right now, it's like we're running it back. We're running it back any way we can, right? Look across all the projects. Right? It's like we talked about it with Russo and Downey and the risks of doing that. But why Disney's doing it commercially is they're retreating to safe ground to make money. The Captain America franchise feels like it is running backwards toward Winter Soldier to try and recapture
that magic, but
that particular movie, right? And you hear, you know, like Kevin's obsessed supposedly in Secret Wars with outdoing the portal scene from Endgame. He's running it back in Secret Wars, trying to recapture it. Everything we hear to me is, and people are going to say, like, well, isn't that a good thing? Wasn't that the heyday of Marvel? But that's not how you do it. Like, usually when you do stuff that way, people just walk out feeling like they've been served the cheap imitation, and they know what you're trying to do.
They would have been better off not even mentioning Winter Soldier and letting us come to that conclusion if that were to be the case. But now that you have it in our faces and in our ears and in our minds, what we perhaps expect is something similar, and the disappointment will set in.
Yeah. Now, you can run it back sometimes and pull it off. Force Awakens would be a really good example of really running it back and everyone mm-hmm. being happy. And then, you know, 5-6 years later, being like, wait, they literally just remade New Hope. But it worked, right? That's an example that Disney would point to and say, well, that's why we're doing it. So we'll see. But this project, this production just sounds too troubled to me. And this rumor, if true, is just the latest example of, I think what we're going to get is a mess. Like, I just think, like, there might be some really cool sequence. We might see some really cool sequences. I think even in the trailer, there are a few shots where I was like, oh, I'd be interested to see that scene. I'm just not convinced that those scenes are going to connect into the kind of sleek, amazing film that Winter Soldier turned out to be.
I'm mad that they made Isaiah Bradley go bad.
I'm tired of them taking our leaders.
Brian, I'm gonna make a prediction. Kevin Feige will not get fired, but he will resign at some point. Because he is not that whole Doom stuff, as you know, we already sent out, yeah. I already sent me, you know, some articles regarding that. And the thing that bothered me about that, and we'll close and then we'll end this, but the fact that Kevin Feige said, let's get Victor Von Doom right, is a problem. That is a problem.
Yeah, if you believe the quote, he pitched him on it. It wasn't Downey
it wasn't Downey.
Yeah.
And I don't even think it was Kevin. I think it was Bob Iger called him into his office. Hey, yo, do this or it's over for you.
So, you know what I'm saying? I agree, but I don't think so. I think Iger told him, figure out a way to get Downey.
Yeah.
So that, in fairness to Kevin, that's a handcuff on Kevin.
Yes.
Now he's got the order and he's got the money.
Yes.
But he's like, what do I do? How do I do this? And I just think he was like, he looked at his Avengers lineup. And he was like, and he looked at the Kang situation. And he basically was like, okay, I don't want to touch Tony Stark's death. He said that before. I don't want to touch that moment in Endgame. So this is my end around. I'm going to make him the villain somehow. I'm going to subvert that by making him the villain. So I do think it's that sequel. I think you're right. It starts with Iger. No one will say it. Iger gave the order to Kevin. He ordered the code red. Kevin went and said, I'll pitch Downey. And while he was pitching him, Downey's like, what's that sound? And Kevin's like, oh, that's the beep on the trucks backing up to your house with all the cash in the vault.
Oh, my God. But I'm telling you, man, that statement, let's get Victor Von Doom right, is a troubling statement, and especially for the future of Doom, if we ever get to a future of Doom.
That is actually your best argument for why Kevin Feige's in the final stages of his tenure with Marvel. Because he's clearly looking at it, and I can't totally blame him for this. He's kind of saying, like, I got to go out as close to on top as I can. Right. So, like, if he was thinking 10 years of Victor Von Doom, I don't think this is what's happening. He is looking at it like, I need two big, massive, eventized Avengers movies. I need to tee up the X-Men, and then I'm good. And I think he's kind of saying, like, you know what? For this last ride, I kind of want to do it with my friends. That's kind of what he's saying, right? Like Russo's, Downey, when Chris Evans, I want to do it with my friends. I can't blame him for that. That's kind of what he's saying. He has the right to do that. But that is starting to look like the pieces aligning for his swan song.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Let us know in the comment section below what you guys think of Cap 4 getting the Rogue One treatment.
Do you think it makes money?
Cool.
Cap 4, do you think it's profitable? $200 million budget plus reshoots, probably. I'm going to guess this is $250 to $300 when all said and done. Do you think they can clear $750 on this to make money? I agree. No. I think it's a loser. I think they lose money on it, which is shocking. Last one made $1.1 billion.
Yeah. I mean, but it made $1.1 billion because it had these other people in it, right?
And also because it was good.
Yeah,
and he was coming off Winter Soldier. Like, Civil War is really good. Like, Winter Soldier is better, but Civil War is really good. Like,
yes, it is. Yes, it is. We'll see, Brian. This is going to be very interesting to watch. I can't wait for the movie to come out to see what we get, because we've been talking about this film for quite some time, and it's been in the news for quite some time. And let's see what they cook up. But let us know in the comment section below what you guys think of the Cap 4 situation. And do you think Kevin Feige is setting his exit plans? Because it seems to be the case, because I don't think Kevin can continue hearing the negative tones people have been saying about the MCU. There's a lot of people that are out, Brian. There's a lot of people that are out and are, but we'll come back to see what, if they can recapture that moment again. And I don't know if, after this, if they can't do it, I don't know if Kevin Feige can stick around and deal with all of it anymore.
Yeah, also, just in closing, Disney did formally announce their succession planning committee for the post-Iger era. Remember, I still think there's a chance you see Kevin Feige in the leadership elsewhere at that company, higher, when in the next iteration. I do not believe he will work for another CEO, if that makes sense, in this capacity. Like, if management team, I think he has a different role.
Yeah. Let us know in the comment section below what you guys think, and we'll see you next time on the Nerd Jet Report.
The show goes on! Yeah!